Stella. I watch Archie Morris swagger up to the front of the tent and am filled with revulsion. He looks around at us, grinning like a shark. Seeing him last night crossing the lawn with Hannah has soured me on him completely. Before, even though I'd found his personality a bit over the top, I figured at least his confidence was earned, the product of being good at what he does. I may have even found it a little bit charming to be so sure of oneself. But now, I see that Archie's success hasn't just given him self-assuredness. It has given him delusions of grandeur. The idea that he is able to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants, to whomever he wants, with no negative repercussions. In fact, he has probably mostly gotten the opposite and been rewarded for taking what doesn't belong to him. But now he has made a complete mockery out of what we are all trying to do here. The rest of us are taking Bake Week seriously, doing our best. And what has he been doing? Using this show as just a way to pick up young girls. Who the fuck does he think he is? Does he think that just because he's a celebrity, it gives him an excuse to prey on women? I glance at Hannah, one row ahead of me today. Each day, as the number of us shrinks, the placement of our baking stations is altered. I've rotated over one space and am now directly behind Hannah and across from Lottie. Hannah's cheeks are unusually pale, as though she'd forgotten to put on the makeup she usually wears. Her hair is lank and parted unevenly, not in its usual pristine bob. I watch as she looks down at her hands, fidgeting as we wait for our instructions. I want to ask her if she is okay, and then scold her for allowing herself to get sucked into the bad situation she's in with Archie. Part of me wants to give them away, to point and shout and make a big scene. I want to tell her not to listen to a word he says, that he is taking advantage of her, and to stay away from him. I know that it would tear apart the show. As much as I want to expose Archie, I don't want to ruin it for the others, myself included. So I stay silent. Bessie doesn't look herself today either. She is just as pressed and polished as usual, but there is something off about her, a strange darting of the eyes and twist of the mouth that I haven't seen before. It makes me not want to cross her. As Archie and Bessie step up to the table, something odd and off-kilter passes between the two of them. For a split second, I catch Betsy staring at him with absolute vitriol. The expression is barely on her face for a moment before it disappears, replaced instantly with her signature placid smile. I wonder if Betsy suspects Archie of being a lech. The thought comforts me. As Betsy steps out in front of the judging table to give us our assignment, my hands go cold and clammy. This kind of adrenaline is exhausting, and yet today, I feel more prepared for whatever recipe will be thrown at me. I have an extra sense of purpose now I didn't have before. I glance at Graham, who was behind one of the cameras filming Betsy. I want to keep an eye on that one. It's a real disappointment that even at some place as seemingly pure as Bake Week, there are still creeps to deal with. Betsy clasped her hands in delight. All right, everyone. Today you'll be baking my favorite, everyone's favorite, cakes. Archie steps in. Your cake must be large enough to feed at least 30 people. It must have at least 2 layers. We want to see you use your creativity and really wow us with your execution. There are only 4 of you left, and we know you are all excellent bakers, so this will be a difficult challenge. My mind races to find the cake I'll be making, mentally flipping through the pages of my notebook. An image comes to me fully formed. It is so perfect, I can't help but smile, even through my lingering disgust. Ready? Set? They begin in unison. Bake! I run to my fridge to look for ingredients and nearly collide with Pradumna, who is doing the same. Whoa, he says, grinning and moving his hands up in surrender as he lets me through. I laugh, but as soon as I've moved past him to my refrigerator, I roll my eyes in exasperation. I don't have time for this today, from him or anyone else. Today, I have a plan. Today, I am going to win. We are 30 minutes into the competition when Archie Morris steps up to my table surrounded by cameras. He smiles at me, an acknowledgement of his power in the situation, and waits for me to react accordingly. I stack my spine and return his gaze evenly. "Hello, Archie," I say, my voice thick with meaning. Disarmed, the half-smile flickers on his face. "Okay," he laughs awkwardly now, attempting to put me in my place and establish dominance in the conversation by making me look silly, but I won't give it to him. I merely lean against my baking table, blowing hair from my face, and wait for him to get on with it. He is truly confused by my lack of simpering, but pulls himself together. "What can you tell me about your cake?" he asks, leaning over and resting a hand on my workstation. It is large and stubby, his fingers round like cigars. I remember how he prodded Hannah's back, pushing her toward the house. I wonder if he'd even asked if he could touch her. It is unlikely. He has the unearned confidence of someone who has gotten away with this kind of shit for years, possibly throughout his entire career. I look back at him stone-eyed. I'll have to keep my cool for now. It will be flavored with honey and orange zest, and I'm planning a sculptural element that I hope Bessie will love. I avoid making eye contact with Archie, working on pouring my batter into a variety of cake pans. "It sounds gorgeous," he says, smiling. I look away. "Hard to resist a pretty thing, isn't it?" I say curtly. I can tell he's a bit confused now. "Good. I'll throw him off his game." "All right, Stella. Good luck," he says, retreating. I'm satisfied that, at least for the moment, I seem to have won the power struggle. I'd had an idea last night as I lay awake, worried about Hannah. If I can pull it off, it will be my biggest story ever, my return to journalism. I'm imagining it as a reported piece, part expose and part personal essay. I wouldn't give Hannah's name away, not if she doesn't want me to, but it will be better if I can get her to speak. There must be other women he's done this to. I haven't watched many episodes of The Cutting Board, but I do remember some of the youngest, prettiest contestants. As soon as I leave here, I'll do some research. But first, I'll need plenty of evidence. I will collect proof that he is preying on contestants in his shows so that people can see beyond any reasonable doubt what a terrible person Archie Morris is. Today, I see none of the flirtation in his interactions with Hannah. He seems almost to be avoiding her. And I wonder, cynically, if he has already had his fun. I will keep watching you. Archie furtively glances at me, and I give him a coy smile. As I put my cakes into the oven, I realize that this experience at Bake Week has been about more than proving my worth as a baker. I was a good writer. If I can pull this off, maybe I can be a great one. I grate orange zest for my glaze, and I feel more confident than I have in a very long time. Tonight, I will sit by that fireplace with the others and relish my win. This is my chance to be the journalist, the person I was before, the one who is not paralyzed by fear, afraid of her own shadow, someone with a future.